This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, talking now with St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. And coach, welcome back to MSO and congratulations on a very emotional and really good hockey game over the weekend.
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, you know what? That game annually is so special because of the emotion involved in it. And for us, it's such an important game to win. So it was a great weekend all around.
I think you made a point of mentioning that some of the kids on your team now weren't even born to know about the Lieutenant Derek Hines award and day and legacy. And so his brother, you were telling the Salem News about his brother always comes in and talks to the kids.
Yeah. So I mean, that's absolutely true. It's incredible how quickly the years tick by and. This is the 16th year that we've held the game. Derek was killed in Afghanistan in 2005. So incredibly, none of these kids playing in the game over the weekend were alive when Derek was killed. And that's kind of the beauty of the event, that we are able to reach new generations every year. And the kids learn about Derek and their families learn about Derek. And it just helps continue his legacy. That's really the biggest thing that we take out of the game. Obviously, we play the game to win, and the result is important. But continuing Derek's legacy and the recognition for his family and his sacrifice is what that day is all about. And we had a great day at the rink. We had a packed house, and it was just a fun event.
And that teaches the idea of there's something more important than self sometimes, because the whole community understands that. You've got a whole new generation of kids learning about it, and it is very important in the scheme of things. The other thing I want to ask you about, Coach, the participation of Newburyport, the kids there understand what's going on as well, and I think that they understand and are honored to be part of it, and also the challenge of playing St. John's Prep.
Yeah, I mean, Derek's hometown is Newburyport. His family still resides there. They have kind of connections to the town. So that's really how the game evolved over the years, was we got his hometown involved. And Coach Yameen does a great job there. And, you know, he has those kids fired up to play. And they come to compete hard. And I tell you, Saturday's game was very competitive. And it was, you know, the final result was 6-2, but it was a two-goal game for much of the game, and, you know, they were right there competing hard. And, you know, it's a credit to those guys in that game to come in. And, you know, obviously, you know, we've had some success the past couple of years. So we're a tough challenge, I think, for anybody, and they were up to it.
Hey, two words, Jake Vanna.
Yeah, I mean, how much can you talk about Vanna and how special he is? You know, I know we've done that over the course of this year, and I've been so fortunate to have Jake for 4 years, and you know, he's just such a great leader and a great teammate. And you know what? He's the type of kid when you need a goal or an important play in a game, like, he wants to be on the ice, and it's just his competitive nature. And he's so effective in three different sports, which is incredible.
All right, what's up next, Coach?
So we have two games this week. We play Andover on Wednesday. And then we play on Saturday against St. John Shrewsbury. That's our senior day. That'll be our last home regular season game of the year. So it's season's coming to an end, which, you know, just goes by so quickly. We started at Thanksgiving, and we have three games remaining. So after this week, we got next Wednesday, then it's off to the tournament. So it's really important that we finish strong.
All right, Coach, I appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time. And we'll talk again hopefully very soon.
All right, sounds great.
Thank you, Coach. Take care. That's Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.